From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Tyler Adkisson. The University of Missouri hopes offering convenience and flexibility to would-be dormitory residents will lure them away from apartments or other private housing amid enrollment declines. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that a video posted online by the school promises students can move into a dorm even if they are short on money because their financial aid package has not arrived. That video also pledges that students can cancel their housing contract without charge if studying abroad for a semester or graduating in December. That comes as the latest enrollment projections show that the university expects about 1,300 fewer freshmen this fall, who generally live on campus during their first year. German drug and chemicals company Bayer AG says it has entered talks with the Monsanto company about the possible acquisition of the U.S.-based specialist in genetically modified crop seeds. Leverkusen-based Bayer said in a short statement Thursday that its executives had met recently with their Monsanto counterparts to, quote, privately discuss a negotiated acquisition of the Monsanto company. Bayer, whose farm business produces seeds as well as compounds to kill weeds, bugs, and fungus, says the proposed acquisition would help it create a leading integrated agriculture business. St. Louis-based Monsanto said late Wednesday that it was reviewing Bayer's proposal. Neither company gave any additional details. For the first time in 11 years, Missouri's Medicaid program is covering dental care for about 282,000 adults. From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, Bram Sable-Smith has the details.
Restoring the dental coverage has been easier legislated than done. The legislature included it in last year's state budget, but funds for the program were withheld by Governor Jay Nixon over financial concerns. Then in this year's budget, lawmakers tied funding for dental care to a one-time tax amnesty that raised only half as much revenue as expected, leaving the program in limbo once again. Nixon announced in January the program would indeed move forward and was expected to start in April, but federal approval took a month longer than anticipated. When coverage finally became official on May 6, Gary Harbison of the Missouri Coalition for Oral Health called it a great victory.
It's taken persistence. We've worked on this over multiple sessions, but we found broad bipartisan support that this was an issue that needed to be addressed.
Dental coverage is included in next year's budget, though it is possible the funds could be withheld again. Bram Sable-Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.
A group of Illinois legislators have criticized the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency's plan to stay in St. Louis instead of moving across the Mississippi River to a suburban area of southern Illinois. One of them, Republican U.S. Representative Mike Bost, said that Congress wants to withhold appropriations for the project. He spoke in favor of moving the NGA's Western Regional Headquarters to a site near Scott Air Force Base in St. Clair County, Illinois. I'm Tyler Adkisson, KBIA News.